We had the final meeting with leaders of the registered political parties ahead of the elections, in which we now updated them about our preparations to conduct the 2015 general elections. We were able to explain to them the procedures and the guidelines for the elections. We were able also to explain to them the ballots and the colors of the ballots and the papers that would be used on election day. And we were also able to share with them our own report of the demonstration of the card readers in 12 states of the Federation last Saturday.
But some political parties, especially the ruling PDP, had initially expressed some misgivings about the card readers. Some people have also said that the card readers would disenfranchise some people. How did you explain this to them about how this process is going to go during Election Day on March 28?
Yes, the PDP and some other parties expressed misgivings about the card reader. As a matter of fact, one or two of the political parties, in addition to the ruling People's Democratic Party, canvassed outright that the card reader should not be used. But on our part, as a commission, what the card reader was supposed to achieve were four. One, to verify the permanent voter card, to authenticate the voter, to keep a trail of what has happened, the details of the accreditation at the polling unit, and also to now send the total number of those accredited in a particular polling unit to our server. Now, in the course of our demonstrations, we are able to achieve verification of the voter to the tune of 100%. Secondly, we are also satisfied that even if after the card reader has verified the voter, but it does not authenticate him at the end of the day, there is an incident form which our staff at the polling unit will fill in respect of whoever, you know, was not ultimately verified by the card reader, and the person would be allowed to vote. Which means that at the end of the day, anyone who presents himself with a genuine permanent voter card will be accredited and be allowed to vote, and such a person, even if at the end of the day he is not verified by the card reader, you know, will not be disenfranchised.
Is the commission worried that this could lead to legal dispute about the outcome of the election, since they have expressed concern about the use of the card readers?
No, we don't have any concerns in respect of that, because all the things we do in terms of the guidelines and the procedures for the elections are informed and guided by the Constitution and the Electoral Act 2010 as amended. So we have no fears in respect of that. We have no concerns. But what we are doing is to make sure that we carry the political parties along and other critical stakeholders in the process as much as possible. And because of that, since 2011, we've had a structured meeting, especially with the political parties, on a quarterly basis. And as the elections approached, we now escalated these meetings to monthly basis. And now we even conduct these meetings on a weekly basis.